views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you're brand new to the show, we want to welcome you. We talk all about the metaphysics. We talk about a spiritual awakening. We talk about connecting with our angels, our spirit guides, and living life and growing on a soul level. So that's our focus of the show. And today we want to talk about the love that's here, that's always been here, that never left and will never die, and how that can help you right now when it feels a bit challenging. We're in a big transition. Absolutely. We have a solar eclipse coming. February 26th at the same time as the new moon. So we have another powerful eclipse at the end of this month in about 10 days or so. Yeah, I'm not looking at the calendar, but it's coming up on the 26th, and February is a short month. So it's been a big power packed month of eclipses, which enhance the energy of the moon cycle. The energy of the moon itself has been strong because this is a month of big movement into the new beginning. So we have the new beginning of this year. It didn't actually start on January 1st, like the calendar says. It's bringing it in now. So we had a good month and a half to kind of wrap things up for that end of cycle. And now we're taking a big push into the new. I look forward to it. At the same time, I know a lot of you have been working very hard, and I want to take time today to help you and give you that encouragement you need when you might feel a little bit lost in it. Because it's a brand new beginning, it feels very different, very foreign, very I'm not sure if I'm doing this right or wrong. That's because we're still practicing to release third dimension mindset, viewpoint, beliefs, habits, patterns. You know, we're moving into a place where there is no duality, no right or wrong, no, you know, all of that. And, you know, it's natural for when you're first moving into this to feel like you're trying to process it the way you always did. And you'll find that it's not working so great. The more we move into it, the more it won't work, okay? That's not to frighten you. It's just, let's be real here. Love energy is the frequency that heals everything. It's behind energy healing. It's behind the miracles. It's behind spontaneous healing, as they call it in the medical field. You know, the miraculous healing kind of stuff. But love is the unconditional, the true divine love, that energy. That has an energy that's more powerful than anything known, anything I've ever known. And when you are feeling down and out, when you feel like, whoa, I'm hitting that dark night of the soul, and some of you will, I know I have, I think we all hit it at least once, maybe twice, a few times. But that just means you're closer. It just means you're closer if you're hitting that spot. So I do want to put some emphasis and shed some light and give you some clarity on where you might be in this. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Nothing feels better than to know that that is there, even though we might feel disconnected, we might feel a little bit off center. We might be having, I used to connect. It used to feel exciting to do this, and now it just doesn't anymore. Some of you might be feeling like, am I going into a deep depression? I'm not saying that it's not that, but I'm also saying that it's natural to feel a bit of a disorientation when you completely are making a major move. Think about it. If you were to completely pack up everything and move to a completely new place, different everything, different culture, different everything, it would feel like very disorienting. You have to put a little bit of effort into getting the hang of where you are. That is what this is going to feel like a bit on an energetic level. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means we don't know it all yet. We don't understand it yet. It's going to throw you way out of your comfort zone. Exactly. We have to get comfortable with being out of our comfort zone, if that doesn't sound weird. And you're not going to get comfortable, really. You're never going to feel comfortable out of your comfort zone. But you will find that this is going to take you to places within yourself that you probably avoided for a very long time. And that is bringing it up for healing. And love will do that. Love will have that side to it that this doesn't feel warm and cozy and cuddly. Yeah, it doesn't always feel that way when we are healing, because we have to walk through those shadow sides that we probably avoided all the time, or that we really need to let go of. Because I'm all about living in a higher dimension. I call it fifth dimension living. We're used to working in a third dimensional world where there's always chaos and drama and problems and right or wrong and one side against the other. And I don't know. I get tired even just listing all that. I want to focus on where we could be and what I know humanity's capable of, because it's within us. You didn't choose to be here right now in this moment if you didn't want to be a part of it. So we're the frontier. We are moving and forward, and all the generations behind us are going to have this better place. So it does mean a lot of upheaval to dismantle and clean out the closets. And look at how much, think of it this way, look at how much third dimensional stuff needs to be released before you can move into fifth. Because fifth doesn't have any of that. It doesn't have the division. It doesn't have you're right or wrong. It's different. It actually sounds like I'm describing heaven. It kind of is a heaven on earth, really. There's no health issues to be worried about because you don't have all the energy behind a health issue. If we look at everything energetically, it's a completely different experience. So yes, you're feeling the transition of that. You're feeling this without leaving this physical body. Your physical body is actually shifting with this. And it's taking love to do it. Every bit of what's shifting you when you allow that love in, that's what it is. So I want to tell you, you're going to probably have some emotions. You'll probably feel up and down. You'll probably feel dizzy one day and headaches the next and joint pain the next. You know, like, what is going on? Is this is the way it's going to be? No, it's not going to be that way forever. It's like climbing over the hurdle. You're feeling the hurdle part. You're feeling that climbing over this wall of stuff we have to overcome. If you thought about the exertion in that, you know, especially if you aren't physically fit or you don't do that kind of thing, that's what we're doing. And when we go through the show today, if you want to call in, if you have a question, what are you experiencing? You have something you want to share about your experience with awakening? Because if you're feeling some of these things all over the place like that, good news is you are awakening. You're probably on the darker side of it, sorting and cleaning out that closet. I mean, nobody wants to do that, right? And you have this big pile of mess, and you got to go through all of that And we do. We have to walk through all those things that we avoid, all those things we fear. We have to process them. We have to receive them and accept them, really. They're not a bad thing. They're teaching us, and they're helping us know where we are and what we need to release. I want you to know you're on your way. You're actually right in the pocket for moving on. You're not being left behind, and it's not like you're not getting it. You're seeing the other half of what has to happen too. And love is going to get you through that. Love is going to be an elixir. Loving yourself, doing what you need to do for you that's right is a love. So we're going to talk about things like that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with what has love got to do with it? Everything. Absolutely everything. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you can catch our live video stream. You can go to jenroyster.com and check it out, or on the YouTube channel. We are also broadcasting with TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on
TransformationTalkRadio. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you're checking it out on our video live stream. We have it all going on right now. Now, we're talking about love and how love is going to get us through these challenging times. Now, I want to take you on to a topic that's a big one for probably a lot of people in your personal life or anywhere. It's getting to the point where you don't even know what you can bring up anymore in a crowd. I know that. It's a little bit all over the place out there. I know. What's love got to do with that? Everything. Absolutely everything. Say you're feeling fantastic. And empaths, listen up if you're empathic, because I know you're probably really feeling it. If you are You've been working on yourself for years. You've been working. You're on this path. You're into it. I get that. And you don't even have to be a spiritual guru or anything else. Maybe you just, you know, you feel good. You feel happy. And then 5 minutes around in particular people or, you know, a certain family member or maybe a group or going to work, you just feel like you lost all that work. No matter how hard you try, you feel like you lost every bit of it. And now you feel, oh, right? Okay. I hear you. I hear you. You're feeling the difference between the frequencies. Okay, let's explain that a little bit. That's a huge difference. It's like you're in the frequency, and all of a sudden somebody, wham, change channel on you. Think of a television or a radio station, okay, change the channel all of a sudden. Whoa, what happened to what I was listening to, right? That's an energy frequency that you felt shift very, very quickly. That doesn't mean that you're going backwards. It means that you are becoming more aware. You're becoming aware of what you don't want to tolerate maybe anymore. At the same time, it doesn't mean to spew up big arguments if you don't want to do that. I personally am a peacekeeper, not into all the fighting. People are activists. Everybody's different. Now, what's right for me doesn't mean that's the way it is for you. What I'm asking you to think about is, how can you find a way to have space and patience and tolerance for somebody else in a different place in their spiritual awakening? Because guess what? Believe it or not, the whole world is waking up right now. Some of them are like, baloney, malarkey, whatever. Okay, I'm not going to get upset if they don't understand it that way. It's not my place to worry about that. It's your place, my place, to make sure we're staying in our frequency and that we are radiating out love. It doesn't mean that you become a doormat. It doesn't mean that you let people pound you down. That might mean all the opposite. It might mean you stand up for yourself for once. It might mean that you have to let go of some of these relationships that are pulling you down. Everybody's going to have a different scenario. Everybody's going to have a different situation. But when you do for you what you need to keep yourself feeling authenticated in love and feel that restoration, it might be that you're limiting your exposure in certain things that you used to be able to handle and now it's just not working anymore. But, you know, this might be family members. This might be a traditional something you need to do. And maybe you just need to maybe not spend as much time, maybe not spend as much time with it. There's lots of things you can do. But my goal in saying all of these things is, when that happens to you, what are you doing for you to help bring yourself back around? Is it pulling yourself out? Is it, you know, clearing your energy? Is it spending some time with yourself or things that you love to do? Are you making sure everybody else is okay first? Because guess what? This love that I've been talking about, it has to start the whole shift to fifth. Nobody gets to fifth. Nobody can experience fifth, which is already here, actually, unless you're making sure you're giving that to yourself first. Just like you have to put your own air mask on in the airplane first before you put on a child, you know, that kind of thing. You can't help them if you're passed out, right? You can't help anybody. However, you can help them a whole lot more if you're making sure you're okay, right? Doing what's right for you. Maybe saying no to some of those invitations that you don't really want to do. How often are you saying yes when you should say no? How often are you saying no and maybe you should say yes? You know, what are you avoiding? I mean, this could be on either side of this, depending on what's going on with you in particular. However, this has everything to do with love. The love energy that you can give yourself. If you were to feel value enough about yourself to where this isn't comfortable for me, I don't really like this, or I just don't want to do that anymore, or I want to change up how I eat, and you don't want to say anything because it causes a whole ruckus with the group, maybe it's time you did. I can't make that choice for you. You know what's right for you, and you know what's ready, but deep down inside, what I want you to look at is what is lifting you, what makes you excited. Because another thing, and I'm going to shift gears here a little bit, another thing that is really big is, okay, now that I'm awakening, I don't know what my purpose is anymore. I'm all confused. I thought I was connecting with angels, and then I thought I wanted to write a book, or I thought I wanted to do this, and I thought I wanted to do that. I don't know what I want to do anymore. Exactly. You're in the space of blank canvas. We all were pretty much thrown into that, but you need to be in the blank canvas space of life. I call it the blank canvas. There's nothing on it. You have no idea what you want to put on it. It's like, wait, I need to know what I'm going to do before I just start making paint strokes. Guess what? Just pick it up and start and watch what it unfolds into. That's what I love about the intuitive painting I do. That is something that when I sit down and I really don't know what I want to paint, and I just want to do it, that's when it gets pretty cool. That's when things change. That's when spirit can use what you love to do, and you're open and you're allowing. And that's an example. So what could it be in your own life? Sometimes we need to just try a store before we find the perfect shoe that's right for us, right? What's wrong with trying out? And if it's not working, keep going. There is no fixed way to do this. There's no fixed anything anymore. That was the way it was. That was the way third dimension was. It was, you need to do it this way and this way and this way and that way and this way and this way. And then it'll work for you. And I'm thinking, oh, I got to go back and start all over. And how many times has that held you back or overwhelmed you, and now you don't do anything because you don't want to do it wrong? This is the best part of a blank canvas time. It is like free, loose, abstract painting. It's your life. It's like throw the paint on there and see where it goes. See what it reveals to you. Now, when the people that are awakening or they're going through a rough patch, I want to bring your awareness to, I'm bringing you back to that now. I want to bring your awareness to what you're learning right now. If you feel like I'm really good and I'm really happy, but then I get around people that are miserable and they're complaining, it really pulls me down. You're learning how to have capacity and hold love and light in you and let it rub off on another. You don't have to fix them. There is no fixing. There's nothing to fix. I've said that before, but boy, is this really becoming aware more and more as we move into this. There's nothing to fix, but everything in just holding your space of love. You're doing for you. You're making sure you stay in your space that brings you peace and happiness and joy. You're going to go up and down too. I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. No, there is no perfect, guys. You're already perfect the way you are. But the other people that might be going through the rough patch right now, how do you know they're not in their dark night of the soul? And they need to go through it. You can't go through somebody else's dark night of the soul for them. You have to go through your own, and they have to go through theirs on their own and make their choices. That's right. They have to make their own choices. Every one of us do. You can't protect them from it. You can't help them avoid it. You can't avoid it. It's really not a bad thing. It's not. It sounds like it. It sounds. And when you're in it, sometimes if you don't really understand what's going on, it can be that way. But let me tell you what, I'll never forget mine. Never will I forget mine. And I look back and I still will never regret it, because I'm so much better for it. I'm so much happier. I'm so much more who I really am. That's what they do. That's what a dark night does. It takes you all the way down to that darkest part of you that has no light, no love. And it shows you where it needs love and light. Yeah. It shows you that. Well, if you looked at this on a big grand scheme of things, the big grand scheme, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, love is missing in a lot of places right now across the world where people are feeling, wait, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. Yeah, they're overwhelmed. It's too much. And there, you know, when you're in that dark night, when you're in that dark place, when you're in that blank and you feel disoriented, you don't know what the next step is. It's the best place to be right now when you're in a brand new beginning. You don't want to take with you everything you already know, everything you've already done, everything that is comfortable from third dimension old ways. You don't want to take that with you. Actually, you don't want to take that with you. You want to be, if you're in that place, you're in a good place. It's actually a better place than staying all comfortable and hauling all that luggage into where you're trying to go. Because guess what? It's going to get really heavy and you're not going to be able to take it. You're not going to be able to take all that with you. I'm talking about all that stuff that holds you back, all this energy. I'm talking energy now. And that will move through into something that may be something physical you have to release. But I'm talking about the energy, okay? I'm talking about it all. So we're diving into this. This is all about the love and how love is going to get us through this and how love is going to be absolutely amazing. And that's the key to getting all the way through this awakening and this huge transition we're going through into a new, better place of a higher frequency of living. So that's what we're talking about. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on. We have an email that we're going to read. And if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
And we are back. We have, wow, I don't even know where to start. But we've been talking about love, how love will get you through the dark times, encourage you while we're going through this big transition, how it will help you when getting tangled up, how it will help you with when other people are in a tough place and you feel like you're absorbing them. We just talked about that. But now talk about, okay, well, we're in this place where I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do anymore. What I used to do doesn't feel right. Okay, yep, feel that, been there, done that. In fact, those that follow, they know, and I'm not worried about this. Let me give you an example. I had all these classes I was putting out last summer, and then everything said stop. And I was like, why stop? What's all this going on? And guess what? I just needed to wait because all of the new stuff we need now. This is where I'm coming from. Me personally, as a teacher, I am a student waiting for them, you know, and I'm receiving quite a bit. And it's now getting to that point where I can start putting something out. And so I'll be busy doing that. And I thought, I'm so glad I waited. And I'm sure all the people are like, wow, you said you were going to put this out, but then you never did. And it made me feel a little bit like, well, I'm letting them down. But then they reminded me, and I went through my questioning and not sure. And I've been doing this, so I know how I've been feeling. I can't imagine, if you're brand new to this, what it might feel like. Trust me, I'm experiencing it. I have experienced it. I know what I'm saying here. And all I can do is share what's working and what I'm seeing come through. Last week, I was sharing how that angel came through for me with symbols. I've never known those symbols before. They're taking me and showing me a totally different way of connecting. So I love that. That's working for me. And then I'm going to share whatever I have so it could help you. And if not, maybe something else will help you. I'm all about you finding what works for you. It might be something that I have and it might not be. But I'm not worried about that. I'm doing what I love. I'm doing my passion. I'm doing everything I can to be immersed in that and not about what somebody else thinks. Okay. Maybe the rest of the whole world does it a different way. Okay. And I'm not against any of that. I'm just saying you might be feeling like that. You might be feeling, why is it feeling weird for me? Why does it feel like I have to do it different? Or that doesn't feel right. Probably because you have a creative something coming. Probably because you need to listen more in student mode like I've been doing. And I will continue to do student mode. I'm always in student mode, even when I'm teaching. You'd be surprised what you can learn from the people that you're helping because you're listening. You're in listening mode. How can you help if you're not listening? You can't help them until you've helped you, right? You have to take it on. You have to learn it. You have to understand it. So I'm sharing an experience that I've had with this transition. And I want you to know that there is no right or wrong way to do any of it. So with that, let's take an email. We have a couple of people in the chat over on the video, so I want to say hello to them. It's kind of hard. I've just been putting like an emicon real quick up at them, but I just want you to know hi and welcome. It's great to see you guys over there. And that's on my website if you want to see what that's all about, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, or it's right in the YouTube channel right there. And let's see. Now, this email, let me read it. This email comes from Renee, and she says, I want to first throw a big thank you shout out to every single angel in the universe. Aw, that's sweet. I like that. That just gave me a warm feeling. That's beautiful. Gratitude is a really good place to be. Appreciation for all that they do and how they have patience for us, right? Wow, amazing when you actually do let go of ego, fear-based chatter in your head and turn it over to God and his angels and truly open your heart for receiving and accepting. But they really do come through tenfold. So she has had some beautiful experiences, and that's awesome to hear. So hang in there. You know, that's just wonderful. And if you're feeling disconnected, don't give up hope on that because they're there. You're learning a new way. You may have some density you're releasing, and that's where the love's going to come in for yourself. So she has a question. She's like, is there anything my angels would like me to know about my career and where it's headed? My heart is feeling like I'm at a crossroads with my business. I own a cleaning business with my best friend of 16 years and being pulled to venture out and explore my options with the metaphysics world. Ooh, that, you know, I hear you. I get you. I totally hear that and understand that. You probably have at least 10 books going at the same time and you can't get enough of it. It's just like you're a sponge. I know that. If it's lifting you and it's doing that, then you're on the right track with that. And then here's the thing. What I'm picking up is you're feeling that the journey was a wonderful journey that you had with your friend, but you're feeling that it's winding down. And if it's starting to feel it's just not like it was, then yes, you're looking to turn into a different direction. It doesn't matter whether it's metaphysics or go into IT school, whatever it might be. You feel a need to change and turn directions. Another thing is, and I'm going to say this, for the cleaning businesses are very profitable. They do very well. A lot of people need that. But guess what? Be aware. You're in all those people's energy. Or if you're running it, maybe the people that work for you, they're going into these homes, these businesses, and they're cleaning up all the energy. And are they completely getting it off of them when they come back in? That can weigh you down. I want to bring that up. I want you to know that. When I say that, make sure that you're clearing. I'm saying this for clarity for you, and this is coming from Michael. He's asking to come through ahead right now because he wants you to clear away toxicity because sometimes we don't realize we're carrying it on our sleeve back home, back in the office, because when you are working and cleaning up someone's home, I mean, cleaning is a good thing, but you can also maybe absorb some of the energy that was left there because that energy absorbs into everything, okay? So you want to make sure that there's a way that the office is clear and detoxifying that. Honestly, in metaphysics, you could start to add that to the business that you're in right now, and you might see that that also helps all the employees. Or if it's just the two of you doing it, it's going to help everybody tremendously. I'm saying do that right now because it's going to help you practice what you're learning in metaphysics with shifting energy. You could go in and clean a home or a business and leave the imprint of love, not your own issues or negativity. So if you are clear and clean, you're going through in there. Wow, amazing what you could leave behind in a beautiful, positive way. That's spreading love, okay? It's not spreading evil or putting any kind of thing. It's more of a love intention to just shine light into places that might need light. You don't have to try to make it happen. You just need to allow it. And I'm saying that first and foremost. And your question was about, you know, moving into a different direction. This is what Michael is telling me will help you move into that different direction. Because guess what? I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of stuff right now as I'm hearing it. This is really cool. So he's saying you start that by implementing and integrating. I mean, you're not trying to push metaphysics on anybody, a client or anything, or even people that work for you. You are just implementing of energy clearing or the metaphysical bringing it in. Then it catalysts and brings in opportunities for you to move more in that direction. It could be you end up clearing houses energetically. It could be you're doing Reiki or something. But this is the catalyst to it. So what you have right now is a beautiful launch pad for where you are feeling drawn to go. So you need to maybe see the perspective in that. And that's what Michael brought up. He brought it up in a big way. So I wanted to tell you that. So we, gosh, did I go that long that fast already, Brian? Okay. He's like, break. I know. We have to go. But when we come back, we will keep powering on because I have a little bit left to share with you. I could just talk forever about this because it ignites me and makes me feel better. And I want to give that light to you so you can keep carrying it on and you carry your torch out there in the world. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to Jen Royster. We will be right back after the break.
Of brilliant culture. And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific.
Chris Stamos is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit Angel Healing House.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And some of you have been joining me over on the video live stream. And I want to say hello to everyone out in the live chat on the video stream. That's over on my website or on the YouTube channel, JenRoyster.com. You'll only see the live chat on my website during a live event. At the bottom is the comments for the Facebook, if you want to do that later if you're listening to an archive. Here's what I want to leave with you on love, okay? Love is a big deal, okay, guys? Love is a big deal. We have an enormous opportunity, and we were just talking about the question that Renee had with her email about, you know, she's feeling drawn to metaphysics and she's had a 16-year cleaning company. Michael comes in and he's like, what an opportunity. What? You're around so much energy. You can practice. You, that's a great opportunity. So that's a way to move through. You, everything you're doing, your whole life has not been a mistake, okay? You need to know that. This is where we love every part of what life has taught us, because that's why you're here. We're here to grow and learn. So everything you experience, everything you meet, everybody you meet, everything is about learning through it. And when you can see, oh my gosh, those tough times, okay, I get what that was about. Now I know what I needed to learn from that. Now you're bringing in the love. You're allowing the love to replace, okay, that was a little challenging, but I got through that and I learned this, and bringing in the love. Say you're really down. Say you really need to pick me up. Say you are feeling depressed. Say you can't stop crying. Or you got the body aches. You got the flu. You seem to stub your toe every other day. And all this goofy stuff going on. Your energy is bouncing all around in your body. And it needs a way out. It's trying to find a way out. Energy will use the body as an antenna to communicate to you. So if it's coming through the physical body, that's the last body, because you have soul, mental, spiritual, you know, all of those bodies. The energy field, the physical body is the last thing to feel it. That's how we change everything. And then it filters down, and the last place it comes through is the physical. Okay, you got to remember that. Remember, it always works that way. So it's trying to pinpoint to you when you're going through the challenge, it's trying to tell you what you need to shine light on, where you need to put some love. Maybe you need to give yourself some more love in an area. Maybe you need to back up a little bit and take more time for rest. For those that work very hard and they just feel like, oh, I need to be constantly doing something, that's a lot of energy spinning around in there. It's going to probably challenge you with something where you'll need to rest. All of a sudden, you just can't stay awake, or, oh, well, I just can't find the energy like that. And I need to be doing. You need to get off the roller coaster, and you need to stop, and you need to breathe, and you need to take a moment and be aware. What are you trying to tell me with all this what's going on here? That's what it's telling you. That is your soul sending you love with all these messages. And you're like, it's beating me up. It's making me uncomfortable. It's trying to communicate with you and show you the way, your higher self. It's trying to show you what's missing in your life, what you need to bring in, what you need to let go of. Love has got everything to do with it. Everything. Divine love, unconditional love, for no matter how you're feeling. When you can wake up feeling a little rough, feeling like down, and still find a way to bring that love in, that's a self-love. That's divine love. That's unconditional. I'm going to love myself anyway. No matter what happens. Then, when you can do that, and hear me up, guys. Here it is, with everything going on out there. When you can do that with another that has a completely different opinion from you, that doesn't see you, doesn't see the world eye to eye with you. Okay, yeah, you get where I'm going with that. Now you're shining that light out, and now love is healing, and it's spreading from where you have it within you, and that is shining it out. So for some of you, you might be in a place on your spiritual awakening where you're having to practice a lot of patience with other people that might be in a dark night, or they just started on their awakening, or they're in the chaos, okay? Because it will spin all the chaos up first. It's got to stir up the dust and then vacuum it out, and that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be in a different place. Yeah. Hear me on this, okay? Love in here don't beat yourself up. When you can love you, even in your shadow side, now you can love the world's shadow side. And now we can bring the world together as one, which is what fifth dimension living is. And that's what I'm about, all about it. And I'm not saying I have to, I get challenged. I go, okay. Patience is an amazing virtue that sometimes we go, wow, when are we going to get past this patience lesson? No, you're not. Not living down here in third. That pretty much is the whole thing. The third dimension is, it's not something you want to take with you. Let me put it that way. Everything that worked there isn't going to work in the fifth. And if that's what you want to do, move to fifth. But that's what I want. So I'm just sharing what I've learned about it so far. And we're continuing to learn this. And I'm just going to continue to deliver that to you as best I can. That's when it's going to change and shift for you. So now what's happened recently? Everybody's gotten thrown into that. The whole world is awakening, whether they know it or not. So everybody's going to be in a different place. There's going to be the chaos. There's going to be the crazy. And then there's going to be, oh, wait, I went through that 10 years ago. Well, goody for you. Okay? Goody for me. I went through it 15 years ago. But that doesn't mean we feel like that about it. We take a step back, and now we're learning to take ours to a deeper. When you go deeper, you're going higher in frequency. I know it sounds backwards, but now you're taking it to a higher frequency of capacity, of awareness and consciousness. Bigger. It's the bigger picture. The more you grow, the bigger the picture you can see. Okay? That's what I mean. And, you know, that's what it's been about. That's what it's been about. Well, I've got some things over in the chat, so let me read those before we wrap up the show. We've got some people over there with, looks like, writing paragraphs and books. So let's see what we got over here. We have... I got to see this. Hang on, guys. We got Candace. I had a cleaning business for years. Cover yourself metaphysically and sea salt after. She's sharing with the email we were talking about earlier. The chemicals can be toxic. Use bio-friendly chems. Great advice, Candace. And Renee's responding. Wow, that's exactly how I'm feeling. I feel like this is a launching pad for many opportunities. Oh, she's the email. Cool. Great. Great opportunities for you, Renee. But you totally clarified that I'm starting to really trust my intuition. Thank you. I love the message you got. So Michael was seriously spot on with that, wasn't he? And she also says, yes, I'm turning towards natural products, making my own. Oh, love that. Now, see, now you're using your artistic creative. And that's even more intuition that's going to come in. So I got really excited when I saw that part. And I do pick up a lot of people's energy. Well, yeah, you're kind of like walking into the storm of that. So, guys, this has been amazing. I'm going to wrap it up. And this is what I've been working on. Remember when I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, and then I got to go. And you're not going to be able to see this very well. But this is everybody sees something different. That's why I'm showing it. I don't have it. I'm showing you this way really quick. Everybody sees different things in this, but this is one of the things where I was swirling around trying to learn how to do watercolors, and right in the center here, there's a figure just walking into a wider area, and as soon as somebody else sees it, they see, the person said they saw Abraham Lincoln. You may not be able to see it very well like that. Some people see a whole bunch of people in there, but that's energy communicating through that, and that's just an example, and that's plain slapping paint and water everywhere. With that, guys, I gotta go. I'm out of time. And I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I love you guys. And we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.